He saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah. Anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw what the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah. Oh.
When everyone else around me,
can I tell y'all one more thing?
Yeah.
I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine. And I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel.
Doesn't matter.
He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine. And I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me. When aunties and uncles said that you'd never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home and he anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine.
He's
and
mine.
I'm his.
And I am his.
It doesn't matter what I do.
It doesn't matter what I do.
But he only sees me who I am.
Oh,
ooh, oh, Lord. Yeah.
Hey,
he's
hey.
Mine and I am his.
Hey, hey.
It doesn't matter what I did.
No, it doesn't.
He only sees me who I
Lord
am.
Jesus.
Sing
oh,
it
Lord
one
Jesus.
Time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
Yes, he is.
He's
yes.
mine. And I'm his.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's
yes,
mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
Doesn't matter what
he only sees me.
He only sees me.
He sees
me. Who I am.
He's
all
the best.
He's all the best. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist
yes.
Virginia Valentine.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Glory, man of God. Glory, man of God. He saw the best. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, oh, Lord, thank you.
See, he is mine.
Yes,
I am
mine.
His.
And I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I do.
No, it doesn't matter.
For
what
he
I
only
see.
Sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am. Thank
oh,
you,
Lord. Oh,
Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I am his.
And I'm his. It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He saw the best in me. I'm talking about Jesus. I am talking about Jesus. He saw the best in me. When everyone else around me saw the worst in me, Jesus saw the best in me. I'm his, and he's mine. Jesus, I'm going to say that. I am going to say that one more time. Ah, Jesus saw the best in me. Jesus saw the best in me. When everyone else around me, they saw the worst in me. But I'm glad Jesus saw the best in me. When everyone else around me saw the worst in me, I am his and he is mine. And I thank you today, Jesus, for seeing the best in me. I even thank you that you saw the best in me, that you even saved me. You sanctified me and you filled me with the Holy Ghost because you saw the best in me. Yes,
You saw the best in me, and I'm glad. I am glad you saw the best in me when everyone else around me, they saw the worst in me. Oh, I praise you this day, Jesus. I praise you this day, Jesus, because this is the day that you have made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Oh, Father God, I thank you. I praise you. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. And I give you all the praises because you deserve the highest praise. And the highest praise is hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you this day, Lord God. I worship you today, Jesus. I worship your name today, Jesus. Somebody needs to lift their hands with me right now and say, I worship you, Jesus. Go ahead on and lift your hand and say, I worship you, Jesus. Lift your hand, somebody, and say, I worship you, Jesus. Lift your hand. Go ahead on and lift your hand. Lift your hand. Lift your hand and say, I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. Let's worship him. Let's worship him. Let's worship him. He said in his word, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Because he is a spirit. And he said, worship me. They that worship me must worship me in spirit and truth. Worship his name, somebody. You on the platform now, waving around the world. Go ahead on and worship Jesus today. Go ahead on and worship his name. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. He said, if you lift him up, he'll draw all men unto him. Why don't you lift up the name of Jesus today? Why don't somebody lift up the name of Jesus with me today? I got both of my hands lifted up right now towards heaven. I lift up the name of Jesus today. I lift up his name today. Because he told us in his word, if we lift him up, hallelujah, he'll draw all men unto him, hallelujah. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, hallelujah. So shall the Son of Man be lifted up. Let's lift up the name of Jesus, y'all. Go ahead on and lift him up. Lift him up. Don't be shy. You lift up the name of Jesus. He's been so good to us. He does so much for us. He rose from the dead for us. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. Thank you, Jesus. Good afternoon, man of God. I thank God for you.
Good afternoon, woman of God. How are you? I thank God for you also.
I'm fine. I'm blessed. I praise Jesus for you, man of God, for allowing me to come on this platform today and bring forth the word to the people of God. And I thank you, and I praise
hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you, Jesus. Everywhere you put your hand to, man of God, you're blessed. Everything you touch
amen.
Is blessed.
Glory.
You're blessed. When you come in, you're blessed. When you go out, you're blessed. You're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. You're blessed wherever you go. Thank you, Jesus. You're the head and not the
thank
tail.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're above and you're not beneath. Oh, I had to share that to you, man of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Give him a hallelujah, man of God. Give him a hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, say it again. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Anybody
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm fired up today because God's been good to me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Those on the platform, the airways, and around the world. Good afternoon to you, too. I love you. And guess what? Jesus loves you too. I love you with an everlasting love. I love you. And I thank God for you. I praise Jesus for you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I am your host today. Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we're in 52 weeks of love. Week 16. I say we're in 52 weeks of love. Week 16. Hallelujah. And those that have their Bibles, would you turn your Bibles with me? Turn your Bibles with me to the gospel according to John. That's the third chapter, verses 8. Turn your Bibles with me to the gospel according to John, the verse 8. And it reads, listen at this, saints of God. And it reads, the wind blows where it wishes. And you hear the sound. You hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So if everyone who is born of the Spirit, did y'all get that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Listen at this, saints of God. Those on the platform, the airways, and around the world. No one can say for sure where the Spirit will blow. And great power today or tomorrow. As the wind is beyond man's control. You might ask, why did you say that, Virginia? Well, this started when a man asked Jesus a question. His name was Nicodemus. And the Bible says he came to Jesus by night. Did y'all get that? Came to Jesus by night. I call Nicodemus a late night visitor. He didn't want anybody to see him. You know why? Because he was a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews, who thought they knew everything. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But the wind was blowing. I say the wind was blowing. So he came to Jesus, acknowledging him and making an observation. And then he asked Jesus a question. Let's see what that question is, y'all. Let's look at verse 2. The Bible said the same came to Jesus by night. Talking about Nicodemus here. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi. This is what he called Jesus. Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, comes from God. But no man can do these miracles that thou does. Hallelujah. Except God be with him. Y'all hear this. Glory to God. Jesus answered Nicodemus. And verse 3. Look at verse 3. Why Jesus answered Nicodemus. And Jesus answered and said unto Nicodemus, verily, verily. And one translation says, truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You all hear that? It's saying you must be born again in order to see the kingdom of God. That which is flesh is flesh. And that which is spirit. Let's look at verse 7 and the Amplified Bible. Do not be surprised. Listen at Jesus, y'all. This is what Jesus is saying here. Do not be surprised that I have told you you must be born again. That word born again means reborn from above. Reborn from above. Spiritually transformed, renewed, and sanctified. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost, oh Jesus, under your cheek. Thank you, Lord God. Listen at this, saints of God. If you're there on the platform now, wasting around the world, I want y'all to hear this. I have a deep desire in my heart. Let me say that again. I have a deep desire in my heart to experience more of the spirit power in my life. I'm praying that I might, you might, we might receive a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the next few weeks. Did y'all get that? Saints of God, the wind is blowing again. My topic is the wind is blowing again. That's my subject. The wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing again. Look at verse 8. Verse 8 says, the wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord God. As the wind blows in the same way, no one can control the work of the Spirit. No one can control the work of the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. God called us to be born again with new spiritual life. Did y'all get that? Let me say that again. God called us to be born again with new spiritual life. Where is the wind blowing? What is the Holy Spirit's accomplishing on the earth? Hallelujah, Jesus. What is the Holy Spirit accomplishing on the earth? I can't see where the wind comes from, and I can't tell where the wind is going. But I can see its effect. Y'all got to get this. I can't see where the wind comes from, and I can't tell where the wind is going. But I can see its effect on my immediate environment and my life. And what I've been through, and my family, my friends, the wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing on the Now Network. Can't y'all feel the effect from the wind on the Now Network? On the platform, the airwaves, and around the world, glory to God. Blow wind. Let me say that again. In my life and what I've been through and my family, my friends, the wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing on the Now Network, on the platform, the airways, hallelujah, Jesus, and around the world, hallelujah, Jesus. I see the grass waving and the leaves on the trees moving. What I want to know is, what is it? What is he? You know, some people call the Holy Spirit an it, but he's not an it. He's a person. The Holy Spirit is a he. What is he? The Greek word for spirit is the same as that for wind. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Let me say that one more time. The Greek word for spirit is the same as that for wind. The Holy Spirit accomplishes where I am in my environment. I care about what the Spirit of the Lord is doing. Did y'all get that? I said, I care about what the Spirit of the Lord is doing right here and right now. Now. Right now, wind. Now, right now, wind. Right now, wind. Oh, Lord. Right now, oh, Jesus. Right now, Lord Jesus. Right now, Lord Jesus. The wind is blowing again. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the wind, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The wind. Listen, saints of God. Listen. The wind of change. The wind of salvation. The wind of restoration. The wind of healing. The wind of deliverance. The wind of revival. We need a Holy Ghost revival. Hallelujah, Jesus. The wind of revival. We need a Holy Ghost revival. Saints of God, the wind is blowing again. The wind of revival. Hallelujah. I got to say it again. The wind of revival. We need God, Holy Ghost revival. Praise of God, the wind is blowing again. Why does the wind come from? Why does the wind come from? What does the wind come from? Why does the wind come from? I'm glad you asked. Because the Holy Spirit began his what? By blowing through each heart, each one of our hearts, preparing them for further work to come. So it is with us today. We need the wind of the Spirit to blow through our hearts, y'all. Let me say that one more time. So it is with us today. We need the wind of the Spirit to blow through our hearts. Remember in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, said, but ye shall receive the Holy Ghost after that the power is come upon you. As one of them said, ye shall, or you shall receive the power after that, not before, but after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. Power. And when you receive that power, you become witness unto both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. The wind is blowing again. Oh, Lord Jesus. The wind is blowing again, Lord Jesus. The wind is blowing again, Lord Jesus. The wind is blowing again, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you for the wind that's blowing today, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, shendi oba shandera lobosha. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your word. And yes to your ways, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Look at Acts 2, y'all. Look at Acts chapter 2, verse 2. And it reads, and suddenly, are y'all there? Look at Acts chapter 2, verse 2. And it says, suddenly, and suddenly, and suddenly, and suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. Where did the sound come from, y'all? The Bible said the sound came from heaven. As of a rushing mighty wind. A rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. It didn't fill some of the house. It filled all the house where they were sitting. All the 120 that was in the upper room. They all was filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, like I say, y'all, the wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing again. Hallelujah, Jesus. The wind is blowing again. If you're under your carport, your patio, if you're in your living room, your dining room, your breakfast area, or wherever you may be lying in your bed, but I'm talking to you today. The wind is blowing today. Listen at me, saints of God. The wind is blowing. Can't you feel the effect in your room? Can't you feel the effect of the wind blowing on you right now? Blow, wind, blow. Blow, wind, blow. Like I say, y'all, the wind is blowing again. And my conclusion here today, the wind is blowing again. It's replacing fear with faith. Listen, y'all, the wind is replacing fear with faith. The wind is replacing anger with forgiveness. The wind is replacing doubt with hope. The wind is replacing hatred with love. The wind is replacing judgment with grace. The wind is replacing bitterness with trust. The wind is replacing pride with humility. The wind is replacing envy with kindness. Hallelujah, Jesus. The wind is replacing cowardice with courage. Hallelujah, Jesus. The wind is replacing impatience with perseverance. And oh, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. The wind is replacing harshness with compassion. The wind is replacing selfishness with generosity. Blow, wind, blow. Blow, wind, blow. Blow from the four corners of the earth. Blow, wind, blow. Blow from the east and north, the south and the west. Blow, wind, blow. Won't somebody lift their hands right now with me and tell the wind to blow? Go ahead on and lift your hands and say, blow, wind, blow. Tell the wind to blow. Tell it to blow wherever it pleases. Tell it to blow wherever it wishes. Tell it to blow. Go ahead on and tell the wind to blow somebody. Go ahead on and tell the wind to blow. Blow, wind, blow. Blow, wind, blow. 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 The wind is blowing again. Hallelujah, Jesus. 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 Blow, wind, blow. Tell the wind to blow. Go ahead on and lift your hands on the platform now, ways and around the world. Tell the wind to blow. Come on, y'all. Tell the wind to blow. I feel the effect from the wind where I'm sitting right now. Blow, wind, blow. 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 And when you blow, fall. 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 Fall on the White House. Fall in Afghanistan. Fall in ISIS. Fall in California. Fall in Texas. Fall in Louisiana. Fall on. Oh, I'm excited about what the wind is doing today. Blow, wind, blow. 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 Let the wind blow on you today. Blow. Oh, blow, wind. Let the wind blow. Let it blow. Let it blow. Let it blow. I can feel the effect right now blowing on me. I got both of my hands lifted towards heaven. Wind blow. Let the wind blow. Let it blow. Let it blow, man of God. Let it blow on the Now Network. Let it blow on the platform. Let it blow on the airways. Let it blow on everybody that's connected to this airways. Blow, wind, blow.
Blow, wind, blow. Hallelujah.
Blow. Blow.
Hallelujah.
Blow.
The wind is blowing.
Blow, blow, blow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blow, blow, blow.
Thank you, Lord.
Blow.
Hallelujah.
Blow.
Yes.
And when you blow, just
ooh,
fall.
Hallelujah.
Just fall.
Yes.
Fall,
yes,
in the name,
Lord,
of Jesus. In the name, ooh, of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. In the
name,
in the name
of Jesus.
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank
hallelujah.
You for the word today, Jesus.
Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your
thank
word today,
you,
Jesus. Thank you for the wind is blowing,
ooh,
again.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, the wind is blowing. Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
The
hallelujah.
The wind,
yes,
is blowing again. I feel the effect right
thank
now.
You,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh,
praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Blow wind.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ooh,
the
thank
wind
you,
is
Lord.
Right now. The
yes,
wind is blowing on somebody right now. It's blowing,
yes,
on you. And
yes,
it's blowing,
Lord,
on you. And it's,
ooh,
blowing
blow,
on you. And it's blowing,
hallelujah,
on you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Praise
hallelujah.
The Lord.
Glory
praise
to
the
your
Lord.
Name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ooh, ooh, awesome. Ooh, yes, beautiful sister. The wind is blowing. Praise the Lord. Ooh. Ooh, glory be to God. Awesome word. Awesome word. Glory be to God. Ooh, good afternoon, family. Good afternoon, family. This is Friday, another Friday the Lord has made. A day he has made so we can rejoice in him and be so glad in him. I'm your host today, Minister Terry of What's the Word. Today, I have a word for you. The word is having a godly heart versus a worldly heart. My scripture reference today is Psalms 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Ooh, amen, amen. The desires of your heart. Then his word, his will, and his way. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. First family, we must trust in Christ Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, and Father God as the source of everything. Amen. Christ Jesus' death on the cross, he paid for all our sins in full. By his grace, we have been forgiven of all sins, sins, small sins, all sins, even the sins we think in our minds. Ooh, thanking him for his grace. By his grace, we are loved. We are loved unconditionally. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Heavenly Father God and Christ Jesus, they give us. They give me, I'm going to make it personal. They give us joy. Joy. Joy that is not happiness. Because we know family in the Lord. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, we receive unexplained peace. Peace, no matter what our circumstance. We may be lost of job, just unemployed, lost of loved ones. Failed relationships, having difficulty with our children, all in any kind of trials and tribulations, ooh, we can count on his peace. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your peace. Peace that is all understanding. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He promised us he will never leave nor forsake us. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We must stay, family, in the presence of God. Ooh, yes, stay in his presence. Family, sin separates us from God. Family, and we all have fallen short of the glory of God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We have Christians been left following his instructions. Obedience is vital. And when we sin, family, and when we sin, we must repent and pray to him for forgiveness. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Family, we must deny ourselves. Pick up our cross daily, constantly. The Holy Spirit reminds us of the price Christ Jesus paid. He paid with his life for each and every one of us on that cross. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We must die of this flesh, family. Dying of this flesh. We have to be true followers of Christ Jesus in the Spirit. Spirit and truth. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 8:13 tells us, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, and you will live. Yes and amen. Family, worldly lust of the flesh and lust of the eye is not of God. Amen. We, as family of the P2P ministry, thank you, Pastor E, and the Now Network family, ministering the word of God, we do not follow your senses. We cannot follow our senses. We know. When you follow your senses, comes some serious consequences. He looks good. He smells good. He tastes good. Or she feels good. These things. Or he talks good. Talks a good gang of words. Words that are not of God. Amen, family. We know that everything that tastes good, for example, like fried chicken, chitlins, ham, all of those are not necessarily good for you. When we prepare our meals fast, want everything done fast right now, we know we serve us right now in God. But most of us prepare fast foods, frying them, eating them because it tastes good. Then later, you go to your doctor and your labs are out of whack. Your blood pressure's elevated. Poor decision on what you put in. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Some of us are in undesirable marriages and relationships because of our senses. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Family, we live in a materialistic and a self-centered world, only looking out for themselves. What happened to loving thy neighbor? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We cannot love God and money. Ooh, we just cannot love God and money. Some love money so much, they will do any and everything to get it. Family, do we really trust God as a source of everything? Do we trust that he will provide? Family, we have to trust and believe that God can open, he can open and he can close doors that you never knew were possible. Amen, amen. Without him, ooh, I'm going to make it personal. I can do nothing. Ooh, amen, amen. Family, when we live to please ourselves, when we live in to please ourselves, we have no trust in God, and we distance ourselves from him. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. The Heavenly Father God and Lord Jesus, our Christ, ooh, they have not been seen by our eyes. We have in them, him, them. He lives in us through his word, through his son, and the Holy Spirit, and also family and prayer. Our Father is spirit. We live in the spirit family. Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Family, spiritual growth are learned, but you shall discover it when staying in the presence of God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. In the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, say, walk with me, Lord, while I'm on this Jesus journey. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me, Lord, through my trials and tribulations. Walk with me, Lord, through my sufferings. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, family. Family, let nothing and nobody separate you from him. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Family, this is a lifelong process. Enjoy the process. Hallelujah, Jesus. Deny ourselves. Deny the world, family. We are all saved by his grace. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. 1 John 2:15 tells us, do not love the world or anything of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Love your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your soul. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. I tell you, family, we must stay in the presence of God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. The change I want to see must first begin in me. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Things, family, the things on the outside may appear to be falling apart, but in the inside, God is making a change. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. A new life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Things seen are here today and gone tomorrow. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Now faith. Things we cannot see last forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Walk and live by faith, not by sight. Ooh, be renewed from the inside. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Romans 12:2 tells us, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Stand in the presence of God. I tell you, family, in his presence, we receive his peace, his joy, his love, and his wisdom. We see things differently. Being a new creation, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. More family. Love more family. Push more love. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2 and 16 tells us, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Ask Christ to reach. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Family, living for the weekend, living for ourselves. We have to live for Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Denying the flesh. Denying the flesh. The flesh, our fleshly bodies depend on this physical world for happiness. And we all know happiness comes and goes. The spirit lives within us and gives us complete joy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He wakes you up in the morning. He wakes me up in the morning. Ooh, wake up in the morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, we have to set our mind on things unseen. We have to store our treasures in heaven. In this material world, all these worldly possessions will remain here. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can a rich man get into heaven? Get into heaven, family. Truthfully, a rich man get into heaven. Family, we must enter the narrow gate. I tell you, family, Jesus said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 6:33 tells us, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be given unto you. Thank you, Lord. Trusting, believing God is the source of everything. Ooh, hallelujah, family. We have to access. He's available to all of us, but we have to access him and stay in the presence of the Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. No one can take away the joy that the Lord gives. Ooh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 23:7. This is a mammoth of the moving scripture. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And I'm rephrasing it. As a woman thinks in his heart, so is she. Amen, family. Be proactive and not react in the process. This is a lifelong process. Enjoy the process. Our Heavenly Father and Lord Jesus Christ, they are spirits and seeking. They are seeking true worship, worshipers to worship them in spirit and in truth. We serve a miraculous God. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Speak it to existence, family. Speak it to yourself. Tell yours now. Ooh, speak it to existence, family. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Family, we must rid ourselves of the me, me, me syndrome. No, it's not all about you. It's all about Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Practice and pray. Practice and pray more for patience. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for our patience. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Ooh, I'm a work in progress. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Deny any envy. Deny envy. No boasting. Deny boasting. Rid ourselves of proudness. Ooh, step on it. Just dump it. Throw it out the way. Stop being rude. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And be slow to anger. Ooh, slow to anger. Family, we must love and not judge. Push love. Ooh, in the name of Jesus, push love. Deny sin and deny sinful nature. Deny it, family. Rebuke the devil, and he will flee. Rejoice, family, in the way and the life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, persevere, family, through trials and tribulations. Just trusting God. Trusting God and Lord Jesus as everything. Everything, family. In the world, family. Ooh, I tell you, family. In the world, but not of the world. John 17:16. We are in it, but not of it. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. So we should shine our light everywhere we go, letting the Christ that lives within us shine. And we tell ourselves, speak it into that lives in me than the evil in this world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I tell you, family, the Heavenly Father, he has justified us so we can come into right relationships with him. Because Jesus was righteous. He loved us and he forgave us while we were still sinners. Loves us unconditionally. Even though we're not perfect, ooh, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Love is spirit, family. Love is God. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Family, stay in the presence of God. Stay in the presence of the Lord. Family, do we want to live in the kingdom of God or the kingdom of Satan? Do we want to live in light or in darkness? Family, do not link up with evil sin. Avoid sin by all means. Surround yourself with like believers that know and love God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. It becomes contagious. Read his word. You must trust and believe God as the source of everything. I'm telling you, family, you don't know God, what's wrong with you? You don't love God, what's wrong with you? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Family, develop your personal relationship with Christ. That's what you may bring to others to know him. When you have your relationship with Christ, you can share it with others, and others will seek him too as their personal Lord and Savior. Share the truth, which the truth is Christ Jesus. Share the love of the Father God, the everlasting love of Father God. Family, ooh, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for another day. I thank him for giving me opportunity to speak the word on the Sound Network. I thank Pastor E, I thank you so much for allowing me to be the host of What's the Word one more time. I just thank you, Father, for all you have done, all you are doing. I thank you, Father, for all my families and friends here and afar. I just thank you, Father, for your unconditional love. I thank you, Father, for your forgiveness of my sins and all sins. I just love you, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, I pray. Family, this is Friday. Enjoy your weekend. God bless and love you all. Have a blessed Friday and a blessed weekend.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.